Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries radio broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. We are dedicated to raising awareness, educating, and encouraging the body of Christ to minister to those who struggle with homosexuality. We believe restoration is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and once again, thanks so much for joining the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Last week, we turned our attention to the topic, homosexuality and the church, which was really part one. And today, I would like to continue on the same theme and conclude with homosexuality and the church, part two. In many respects, teaching or speaking about homosexuality is like reporting on the weather. Things change so quickly and sometimes so dramatically that what you write and teach seems irrelevant within weeks. However, many things relative to homosexuality remain the same. For many today, homosexuality remains a very, very uncomfortable subject. In my travels, I still hear the statement, "I don't even want that word to be spoken in my church." Bears the question once again, why has the issue of homosexuality been and remains so divisive to the church? Many mainline denominations have had a segment of their church split off and go their own way over the celebration of homosexuality. The true dividing line seems to be whether the Bible is inspired and without error in its original delivery to the prophets from God, or whether it is a collection of myths and man-made opinions. Do we follow only the red print, or are the teachings of the Apostle Paul included in the Bible's inspiration? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 tells us very clearly, "Men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." There are times when difficult choices must be made. The choice to shut the door on pro-gay theology should have been made many, many years ago when it was emerging in, of all places, seminaries. Tragically, little if nothing was done, and pro-gay rhetoric and theology not only grew, it flourished. Then it was simply the camel's head that was in the tent, but now we have the whole herd in the tent. Often, rebellion was allowed under the guise of broad-mindedness and being open to new ideas. Today, many churches and denominations are finding that their members are demanding a decision. Ignoring the issue simply doesn't work any longer. Homosexuality is in our churches, and many are also finding it in their homes as well. A moment ago, I offered the statement that many things relative to homosexuality remain the same. One of them is the struggle experienced by women and men who wrestle with the conflict between their beliefs and sexual desires. In the many years since I left the gay community, specifically 1985, I have seen my story repeated far too many times and in too many lies. It is time we recognize those lies and the seductive effect the gay religious movement is having on them. Webster's refers to a movement as a tendency, a trend, or a series of organized activities working toward an objective. Make no mistake, the gay Christian movement meets all three qualifications. It represents a tendency among Christians who are homosexually tempted to yield to that temptation and then try to justify it. It represents an ongoing trend within parts of the Christian church to legitimize homosexual behavior. And it's overwhelming with organized activities working toward an objective of widespread acceptance of homosexuality in both the church and society. The danger and concern, of course, is that pro-gay theology seeks to broaden and validate all that I've just offered, but it also takes everything a huge quantum leap further by redefining homosexuality as being God-ordained and morally acceptable. When God is alleged to sanction that which is a direct contradiction of Scripture. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. A religious travesty is being played out, and boldly. The travesty is twofold. Not only are believers falling into homosexual sin and legitimizing it, but uninformed heterosexual Christians are applauding them as they do. Prominent religious figures and Christian organizations are offering a friendly nod to gay ideology, making Isaiah's famous warning more relevant than ever. Please listen to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Since the days Jesus walked the earth, the church has been the true lighthouse. The church has always been, as it remains today, God's vehicle to reach the broken, hurting, and wounded humanity. However, I remain convinced and that I believe the church is in great peril. Too often, God's wisdom has been and continues to be pushed out, and now, too often, man's wisdom prevails. So there's a very, very curious mixture that is brewing, I would submit, in the body of Christ. Many denominations may be filled with men and women committed to biblical integrity, yet a pro-gay contingent has been allowed to flourish right alongside of them. So is it any wonder when a homosexual person seeking truth enters a mainline church, they are often confused and bewildered regarding the topic of homosexuality? I would offer a question. Since when should a culture war and society dictate to the church what the church should believe? The fact that we are continuing to debate and argue over homosexuality is evidence enough that a huge problem exists within the church. Frankly, it should not be even given a nod or a question, because the Bible is very clear on the subject. Here, I believe, is the undeniable calamity and concern. When the church begins to look and sound like the world, there really is no compelling rationale for its continued existence. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, many Christians are feeling very unequipped on the topic of homosexuality. They want answers to questions ranging from, is it genetic? Does the Bible really condemn homosexuality? How can I love Christ and my gay neighbor without compromising what I believe? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer education and training sessions for adults and youth, which provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and encourage a Christian response. All His Way Out Ministries services are centered on the biblical foundations of compassion, integrity, and dependence on God. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Yes, indeed, there are problems within the church, but the church remains the body of Christ. The church has a message of redemption that can come from nowhere else. It is also the last hope for the homosexual struggler who has all but been abandoned by society and psychiatry. The church can and should offer exactly what the homosexual struggler needs: inclusion. This sense of belonging and affirmation, so longed for by the gay-identified man or woman, they will go, I guarantee you, to any lengths to find it. Today, many men and women combating unwanted same-gender attraction are asking, where do I find real, true help? Today, the homosexual is often caught between two choices: the liberal and the conservative Christian, both of whom are repeating part, but only part, of Christ's words to another sexual sinner, the adulterous woman. Please listen to John chapter 8, verse 11. These are the words of Jesus: "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Neither do I condemn you, the liberal theologian comforts today's homosexual. Go and sin. Also, I do condemn you, the conservative Christian too often seems to expound. So go and sin no more, or else he's just saying, really, go. The sinner is then left alone to figure out just how to sin no more. Today, the person struggling with homosexuality is often completely confused about the Christian viewpoint. When he tries to be obedient, some Christian influence is there to tell him he doesn't have to change his life, just change his church. Clearly, it is far easier to find a church that doesn't require effort than to try and change your actions and attitudes. No wonder the gay Christian movement looks so appealing to the woman or man struggling with the brokenness of same-sex attraction. It offers them acceptance and understanding that they may never have found in the church. Therefore, in all fairness, if we, the church, have offered homosexual strugglers little help on their way towards making such huge, life-changing decisions, don't we bear some of the responsibility? Admittedly, we are living in a time when most everyone is looking to take the easy road. Life is so full of demands that we have come to avoid new commitments at all costs. To help someone out of the gay lifestyle takes enormous effort, both time, emotionally speaking, as well. Coming out of homosexuality, or any form of sexual and relational brokenness, requires a level of surrender that many are unwilling to offer. While the journey can be long, it is certainly worth the effort. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share, there is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Tragically, far too many have counted the cost and ultimately decided it was not worth the effort. Maybe you've noticed the wonderful old hymn, "I Surrender All," is not at the top of the charts today. The church has something the gay culture will never have: love, agape love, the blessings of God, and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I believe a hugely important question to pose, since this is all about people and not just about an issue: how does God want us to see gay people? When the very foundations of the church are under attack by those who would discard every righteous and moral principle, it can be a considerable challenge to see the attackers as someone God loves and people God expects you and me to reach with his message of redemption. Those of us who have come out of this so-called gay lifestyle fully understand the demands of the gay community, for we too have been wounded by the self-righteous. Those who have never been the object of such hatred cannot appreciate the depths of despair and confusion in those who have been blamed for a condition they never asked for and have tried desperately to overcome. Whatever objectionable personality traits they now bear are the result of self-preservation drive implanted into human nature. Acceptance is absolutely a vital issue to all people. We can and must be accepting of the wounded person, but we can never accept a theology or a way of life that flies in the face of God's word. God is not willing that any should perish, and he is calling all that are lost, needy, wounded, and hurting, which includes every and any individual struggling with the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Therefore, let me be very, very clear. To lack compassion in this area is to be out of step with God the Father. Often, very often in gay pride parades here in America, a banner is held up that reads, "We are your children." Gay people are often the children of our own family, others' families, and church families. A few are even pastors' kids. In today's strange world, gay people can be your grandfather or grandmother, your favorite aunt, your boyfriend or your boyfriend's boyfriend. I want to be very clear in stating, they are not the enemy. We have an enemy, but he is not human. When homosexuality is mentioned often from the pulpit, it's usually framed as a problem out there in society. When denouncing it, though, few pastors add, perhaps someone here is wrestling with this sin as well. Resist it. God will be with you as you do, and so shall we. As one who has known countless men and women who have renounced homosexual practice and who resist, sometimes daily, temptations to return to them, I can attest to the world of difference one encouraging remark like that from a pastor can make. Reluctance to tackle the messy issues of homosexuality raises might be another reason why many choose to avoid the topic, though there really is a certain inconsistency in that. I remember a friend of mine once suggesting to a pastor that his church might develop a support group for men wanting to overcome homosexuality. "That's unnecessary," the minister replied. "We believe in the power of the word to transform lives. We teach people the Bible and then send them home. We are not professional counselors." No, they may not be, and no one is asking them to hire any. But this same church, weeks earlier, started a support group for people who were codependent, also a group for the chemically addicted. They had been meeting regularly for many years. And sadly, one of this man's former associate ministers had fallen into homosexuality and tragically died of AIDS. My point being, why the double standards? I'm really just asking, why weren't the codependent, the drug addicted, and the alcoholics also just taught the Bible and sent home? Frankly, it seems odd that so little support is still being offered to the repentant homosexual.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. In the late 1960s, a movement began whose goal was to legitimize homosexuality. It was spearheaded by grassroots activists, most of whom were gay themselves and who felt mistreated and ostracized by society. Soon the movement was joined and championed by medical doctors who argued that sexual orientation was genetic. Psychologists also said gays and lesbians were emotionally sound as anyone else. Sociologists who argued that civilizations routinely discriminate against homosexuals, and clergy who declared God loves gays as much as he loves straights. Ultimately, a very, very strange trend developed. When those who opposed the gay rights and gay Christian movement were pressured to change their views, they got bolder instead. Ironically, before the movement began, they really hadn't given homosexuality much thought. Now that the country and much of the world seem to be saying gay is good and anti-gay people are hateful, they had no choice but to defend their views. Indeed, there is such a thing as objective standard of morality, and anything falling short of that standard isn't good. In the face of ongoing pressure to change her views, the church has had no choice but to confront. I believe if we fail, or if we find it too difficult or too intimidating, then I believe we will continue to witness the loss of a coherent definition of family and the denigration of biblical authority. Whether or not we have to continue to face these consequences will largely be determined by the success of the pro-gay movement within the church. Ultimately, if the church is unwilling or unable to resist the pro-gay, gay Christian movement, the result will be a massive change of standards in most mainline Protestant denominations, and quite possibly many independent, fundamentalist, evangelical, and charismatic churches. Have we not seen here in America a redefinition of morality that includes and approves of gay marriage, pro-gay education, beginning with primary grades, and the normalcy of homosexuality and the general portrayal of same-sex unions as healthy and legitimate? There is no doubt, no question, that even today, the church is faced with a denigration of biblical authority. The Bible itself is being taken less seriously because it appears pro-gay theology is becoming more widely accepted. You simply cannot tamper with one part of Scripture, in this case a very significant part, without dismantling its authority in general. And when the authority of the Bible is disintegrated, the Church of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, will be without clear guidance of her own. Today, many profess, "I love God, but I have another question. Do you also hate iniquity?" The real question is not about where there is love, as many so would like to pose and focus. The question is whether love by itself should qualify people to undo centuries of traditional and theological understanding. So why bother challenging and confronting pro-gay rhetoric and pro-gay theology? Because if the church is to be, as Jesus said, the salt of the earth, meaning a preserver of right standards and truth, and the light of the world, in other words, a guide to righteousness and life, then her responsibility to the world is to love it as Christ did, by speaking truth to it
and not accommodating its demands. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I would like to encourage this morning a listening to the book of Psalms, verse 19, beginning in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great, great reward. Again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Next week, we're going to be turning our attention to a topic that has been given more and more attention, and it really revolves around a question. The question being, why I cannot accept the gay Christian identity. I hope once again you'll tune in and join us. Until then, may our Lord richly bless and keep you.
His Way Out is based on our concern regarding the issue of homosexuality, and we seek to minister to those within the church and the community at large with the truth of Scripture, the power of our testimony, and the dialogue of issues. For more information, contact His Way Out Ministries, 1830 Truxton Avenue, Suite 102 in Bakersfield, California, 93301. Or find them on the web, HisWayOut.com. Or call 661-432-7856. And join us again next time for His Way Out with Pastor Philip Lee.